Hello, everyone. The Chinese-owned TikTok has been under attack throughout the last two U.S. administrations on the argument that data collection of American users would threaten national security. I've yet to see a persuasive argument that it does, but no matter. In an election year, arguments count far less than posturing, and in this case, the bipartisan consensus on the China threat is winning. My message to TikTok, says Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, a leading China hawk, is break up with the Chinese Communist Party or lose access to your American users. An overwhelming majority in the House of Representatives agreed, voting to demand the sale of TikTok to a U.S. entity in 6 months, or, if a sale cannot be made, a total ban on it. The bill may not pass in the Senate, however. President Biden has indicated he will sign the bill. His administration has provided special intelligence briefings to legislators to win support for TikTok divestment. By the way, the Biden campaign has a TikTok site. Donald Trump once was also against TikTok. During his administration, he made a failed effort to close it down. Now he wants to have it both ways, knowing of TikTok's popularity. He says TikTok is a national security threat, but also says it's so popular that closing it down would cause young people to go crazy. The real reasons for Trump's position are probably twofold. The CEO of ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, is a major contributor to his campaign. And Facebook, a chief competitor, is, to quote Trump, an enemy of the people. Among the problems presented by the House bill are free speech limitations, government overreach, and data security. The American Conservative Union and the American Civil Liberties Union have both urged Congress to reject the bill. Expressing the progressive view, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she voted against the bill, saying, quote, "This bill was incredibly rushed, from committee to vote in 4 days with little explanation. There are serious antitrust and privacy questions here, and any national security concerns should be laid out to the public prior to a vote." Other legislators said they were unconvinced by the administration's briefing on TikTok and warned that if TikTok can be banned by the government, so can other apps. One Democratic representative from California said, quote, "Banning TikTok won't protect Americans from targeted misinformation or misuse of their personal data, which American data brokers routinely sell and share. This bill is a blunt instrument for serious concerns, and if enacted, would mark a huge expansion of government power to ban apps in the future," unquote. Finally, we may wonder how much safer our personal data would be in the hands of an American social media company that already exploits our data for its own ends. Sarah Jacobs, Democrat of California, said, "Not a single thing that we heard in today's classified briefing was unique to TikTok. It was things that happen on every single social media platform. Those things include sharing data with advertisers and allowing all manner of lies and deceptions to appear on Facebook, Google, and other sites. They strip mine our data to make money," says one opinion writer for the New York Times. China's response was that the U.S. was engaged in bullying. A spokesman made a global capitalist argument. The U.S. was disrupting international markets and sabotaging the International Economic Trade Order. Beijing forgot to mention that YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram are banned in China. Meanwhile, according to David Sanger, the New York Times national security expert, the idea of selling TikTok to a U.S. company makes no sense. Quote, "TikTok has far less to do with who owns it than it does with who writes the code and algorithms that make TikTok tick," unquote. The algorithms are owned by ByteDance, and the Chinese government decides whether and when the algorithms shall be granted a license for sale to outsiders. Thus, says Sanger, quote, "few expect those licenses to be issued," meaning that selling TikTok to an American owner without the underlying code might be like selling a Ferrari without its famed engine, unquote. From that angle, the only option left is a ban, which in an election year and 170 million TikTok users is surely a bad idea. The underlying issue in this long-running battle is the technological competition between China and the U.S. Just as the Biden administration is imposing export controls on U.S. high technology transactions with China, the Chinese are withholding their codes from the U.S. Both sides are playing the national security game to justify protecting technological secrets and denying certain technologies to the adversary. The TikTok debate is caught up in this high-stakes game, much like artificial intelligence, robotics, and other technologies of the future. But TikTok has one big advantage, 170 million votes. I'm Mel Gertoff for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.